Our reading is taken from Luke chapter 1, reading verses 26 to 38, the birth of Jesus foretold. In the 6th month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her 6th month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Okay, shall we pray together? Gracious Father, we pray now that as we come to reflect on this story, that you might speak through the words that I've prepared. Nudge us, prompt us, stir us up, we pray. Let us hear your word to each of us as individuals here this morning. And we ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Sorry, I'm just slightly distracted. Just wondering whether to read a few more verses. I think we'll go with what we've got had read to us. A story that is familiar to all of you. The Nativity story is a story that we've heard countless times. And I wonder whether it's a story that has become so familiar to us that we almost take it for granted. It stopped losing its impact because we've heard it so many times before. And it's almost like, yes, the Nativity story. I know that. I've heard that since I was in school. A young woman has a child and he grows up to become Jesus. He was Jesus and he comes up to be the man that then dies on the cross. I wonder how many of us have kind of stopped being arrested or surprised or maybe even shocked by elements of the story. As I've been reflecting on it this Christmas, the word that has jumped out to me again and again is the word unexpected and shock at the story and noticing different elements of it. So this morning I thought I would preach on a journey from fear to faith. You see, God called Mary and Joseph to serve him. And so Mary and Joseph began a journey, which was a journey that started in a place of fear, and I believe ended up in a place of faith. Their fears were not the normal fears of a young couple that were about to have their first child. We've got a couple down the front here. No, they had fears that are beyond perhaps our scope of comprehension. Mary was to give birth to God. And Joseph was to accept and raise the baby as he would his own. No wonder the first words out of the mouth of the angel messenger to both Mary and Joseph were, "Don't be afraid." They needed to hear those words desperately. They were both filled and gripped with a sense of fear. There was the fear that comes from seeing an angel standing right in front of you, a physical being that you don't understand or recognize. Then there was the fear that comes from the very message itself. You're going to give birth to God. And then there was the fear of rejection and ridicule from others when they heard the message and they saw the results in the lives of Mary and Joseph. So think about it just for one moment. Imagine maybe that you are Mary or Joseph. You're supposed to tell people, if you're Mary, that you're going to give birth to a child by the hand of Almighty God. That's a pretty hard sell. Mary and Joseph had to be a little bit worried about getting locked up somewhere and put somewhere for being a little bit nuts. Mary, a young teenager, unmarried, is going to give birth to God? Really? You imagine telling your friends, your neighbours, your mum and dad, "Oh yeah, I'm pregnant and I'm going to give birth to God." Sounds a little bit crazy, don't you think? But both Mary and Joseph came to a place of faith, having started out in a place of fear. In fact, they became people of great faith. That faith wasn't so much, it was so much more than just a simple belief. Theirs was a faith that trusted God in spite of their fear. And it was faith not seen in words describing what we think about God, his nature or his character. Their faith is seen in their response to God's call to obey. God helped them gain that faith. And so this morning we're going to look at Mary's journey and Joseph's journey. It began with a message from God, recorded in Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 33, and it says this: "During Elizabeth's sixth month of pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin. She was engaged to a man named Joseph from the family of David. Her name was Mary. The angel came to her and said, 'Greetings. The Lord has blessed you and is with you.' But Mary was very startled by what the angel said and wondered what this greeting might mean. The angel said to her, 'Don't be afraid. God has shown you his grace. Listen, you will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of King David, his ancestor. He will rule over the people of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will never end.'" The first part of the message was, "You are called to serve my will." Now, just as the Prime Minister calls up military reserves in a time of need to serve him and to serve the country, so we see here God calling up his troops, if you like, ready for action. God called Mary's name and said, "I need you for a task. I need you to go and do what I ask you to do." Now, there are many reasons to not choose this young woman. She was a young teenager. What did she know about life? What did she know about God? What experience or wisdom could she possibly bring to the table? What had she possibly got to offer? Yet we've seen the same thing many times in the Bible. God called Moses to lead his people in spite of the fact that he was a poor communicator. David was called out of the fields looking after sheep in order to defeat a giant, Goliath, in battle. And now we have a young girl named Mary, a nobody from Nowheresville. No training, no skill, no experience, no background, nothing seemingly to offer. The only thing she had was God. And that's the second part of the message. The angel said, don't be afraid, God has shown you his grace. She had nothing but God's grace in her. Mary was not exceptional because she was more godly than you and I. Mary was exceptional because God was with her and God was in her. It was not something she did. It was something that God did in her and through her. God chose her and said, don't be afraid, I'm here. I have given you me. Don't be afraid. I am with you. I am in you. And her response to God turning up in the form of an angelic messenger and saying, this is what I want you to do, give birth to the Son of God, is recorded in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 49. It's a song called the Magnificat, and it opens with these words. This is Mary's response to God saying, I want you to give birth to God's Son. And Mary said, my soul praises the Lord. My heart rejoices in God my Saviour, because he has shown his concern for his humble servant girl. From now on, all people will say that I am blessed, because the powerful one has done great things for me. What an extraordinary response to saying, I'd like you to give birth to the Son of God. A woman who was probably racked in fear says, okay, may it be to me as you have said. A complete act of obedience and saying, I don't understand this. I don't get this. I don't know what it will mean, but okay, you're God, and so may it be as you have said. Now let's look at Joseph's journey. It began in much the same way. A message from God recorded in Matthew chapter 1, 18 to 25. This is what it says. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was engaged to marry Joseph, but before they married, she learned she was pregnant by the power of the Holy Spirit. Because Mary's husband Joseph was a good man, he did not want to disgrace her in public, so he planned to divorce her secretly. While Joseph thought about these things, an angel of the Lord came to him in a dream. The angel said, Joseph, descendant of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because the baby in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this happened to bring about what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be pregnant. She will have a son, and they will name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. The first part of the message was simple. A little hard to believe, but simple. An angel turns up to Joseph and says, your fiance is going to have a baby by the Holy Spirit. That's pretty simple, maybe difficult to understand, but it's simple. The second part of the message was, don't be afraid, because I want you to name him Jesus, which means salvation, because he'll save his people from their sins. God turned up to Joseph and said, I want you to do this task. Marry Mary, name the child Jesus. I wonder what was going through his head when the angel turned up and asked him to do that. My sense is a great deal of fear. Really? Are you really telling me the truth? Is Mary really pregnant by the Holy Spirit? Is she really going to give birth to someone who's going to be the Son of God? Am I really to call him Jesus because he's going to save his people? Really? Joseph could have done all sorts of things. He could have run off and said, you must be joking, or that's just impossible, or like, I just don't believe that. I'm having nothing to do with this. I'm off. But it's God that had spoken to him. God asked him to do something. And of course, we know that is exactly what took place. He took Mary to be his wife, and he named the child Jesus. We see the response to his actions. He was obedient to what God asked him to do. You see, whenever God calls someone to serve him, there's always a message, and it is always the same thing that it was to Mary and to Joseph as it is to you and me today. The first part of the message is always the same. You have been chosen to do my will. And the second part of the message is the same. Don't worry, I've got a plan. I am with you. It's what the angel said to Mary. It's what the angel said to Joseph. And it's what God will say to each and every one of you here. I know you. I have called you by name. I have chosen you to do my will. Don't worry, I've got a plan. It's always the same. To Isaac, God said, I am the God of your father Abraham. Don't be afraid because I am with you. To Joshua, when he was to take the promised land, God said, be strong and brave. Do not be afraid of them and don't be frightened because the Lord your God will go with you. To Jeremiah, in the bottom of the pit, God said, don't be afraid. To the synagogue leader, when his child was sick, Jesus said, don't be afraid, just believe. To Peter, when he was fishing, Jesus said, don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people. To Paul, when he was being threatened, he said, don't be afraid. Continue talking to people and don't be quiet. I am with you. No one will hurt you because many of my people are in this city. To Zechariah, when the angel told him about his son who would be born to prepare and herald the way for Jesus the Messiah, God said to Zechariah, don't be afraid. God has heard your prayer. You have been chosen, every one of you that is here in this building this morning. Israel in the Old Testament was called the chosen people. In the New Covenant, the followers of Jesus are now the chosen people. For we have heard the call of God who cries out to all human beings. We have been chosen to follow and to serve God's will. not our own. It's why we pray in the Lord's Prayer, not my will, but yours. It's the prayer that God taught all his followers and children to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Not my will, but yours be done. God has called each of us to serve him according to his will. The only question is, how will we respond? Some of us may well respond in fear, much like Mary and Joseph. I'm not really sure. I don't really understand what it is you're wanting me to do. How could you choose me? What have I got to offer? What could I possibly do that X or Y couldn't do? I'm not qualified. I've got nothing. I'm not really very confident with the biblical story. I'm not sure that I hear God's voice. God couldn't possibly use me. There's someone better qualified than me. I'm sure that's what Mary, Joseph, Moses, Isaac, Paul, Peter, I'm sure that's what they all thought. It couldn't possibly be me. I have nothing to offer. Do you know, the most common conversation that I have with people is about this exact subject. They don't believe that they've got anything that they could offer God. They don't believe they've got anything that they can do for God. They think that they're a nobody from Nowheresville, much like Mary. But you see, what we see in the story is their seeming lack of anything to offer except their obedience, their willingness to do what it was that God asked them to do. And the message that God spoke to the angels, he speaks to you today. Don't be afraid, I am with you. Don't be afraid, I have a plan. For all of you that are out there thinking, I don't really know how to serve God. I'm not really sure that I've got anything to serve God with. I'm not sure that he could use a person like me. You need to hear this. It's like the angel was saying to you, don't be afraid. And God's saying, follow me. Do what I ask, because I've got a plan for each of you. Well, if any of you are out there feeling any of those things that I've just said or talked about, a lack of confidence, feeling inadequate, feeling like you're a nobody or that you're too old or that you're not qualified enough, then I've got some exciting news for you. Because in the new year, we're going to be embarking on a sermon series helping us to understand how we've been shaped by God to serve him. The way that God has gifted you and put talents and things within you in order that you are shaped to serve him. And we're going to help each of you explore what that might look like so you come to understand how you've been shaped to serve God. You see, each of us will be on a different path. There may be disease or conflict, divorce or death, temptation, trials, testing. There may be unemployment, discouragement, disability or ridicule. You may be a teacher, a doctor, a shop worker, a plumber, a carpenter, a secretary. I don't know what you are. I don't know what you all are, but I know what some of you are. You may be a brother, a sister, a mother, a father, an uncle, an aunt. You may enjoy a good life or you may struggle to make ends meet. It makes no difference. God has called you all to serve him according to his will for your life. The only question is, will you obey or not? Will you be like Mary and Joseph and say, okay, I'll do it.
The path may be hard, but God has called you to this path. And he says, don't be afraid. I am with you, and I have a plan for your life. Follow my will. The only question is, how will you respond? Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, pray that you might draw close to us this morning and speak a word of encouragement to each of us. So those of us that feel inadequate, unqualified, inexperienced, not good enough, would you speak your words of encouragement to us to know that with you all things are possible? Thank you that you call us to follow you and that you fill us with your Spirit and so equip us to respond in obedience. Would you give us the courage to step out and go where you call us to go? Would you build faith in us in order that we can respond to your call? And we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.